Talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. With a taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up, we go coulda young or you old, up on the bus cause we are got the road.
Welcome to The Road, a quick drive into the policies and plans from the Transport Ministry. So hold a seat, Masu come back. One already! Hey, you. Yes, you sir with the canned beef and you little miss with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me now, please. It tastes good, don't? But guess what? A hit CM1 a go raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
The National Works Agency during the month of March will start river training along the Rio Magno River and road reinstatement work on the Dover Castle Road in St. Catherine. The roadway takes motorists from Linstead to Guy's Hill through St. Catherine, but was cut off in the community of Dover Castle following the May 2017 flood rains. Motorists have since been using a nearby farm property as an alternative route. Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, NWA, Ramona Lawson, says the road will be reconnected from Linstead to Guy's Hill.
We'll be constructing 6 reinforced concrete diamonds and also placing boulders in the riverbed. So both methods are designed to protect the embankment which forms the road. So an embankment is an area that is filled up with material, base material, including marl, shingles, etc. And on top of that, we would lay the asphaltic concrete or final wearing course forming the road.
The reinforced concrete diamonds will slow down the flow of the river, thus protecting the embankment from erosion and also protecting the road surface. The project will cost about $50 million and is expected to be completed within 4 months. And the National Works Agency is ahead of schedule with the completion of works on the White House roadway in St. Catherine, which is benefiting from 2 phases of rehabilitation. Work on the roadway is being done under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. The project started in 2016 with the repair of over 4 kilometers of road. 2.5 kilometers of road is being fixed in the second phase, which is almost complete.
We're about 90% complete on the project. The only thing that is outstanding there is road markings. We had constructed some U-drains, installed pipe culverts, we did sub-base and base works, and we overlaid with asphaltic concrete as part of the whole rehabilitation process.
The White House Road in St. Catherine serves a number of communities, including Natty Farm, White House and McGraw. And now for 60 seconds to road safety. Distracted driving is any activity that could divert a motorist's attention from the primary task of driving. The 3 types of distractions include visual, where the eyes are off the road, manual, where hands are off the wheel, and cognitive, where your mind is off the primary task of driving. While all distractions can endanger the driver's safety and the safety of other road users, texting or emailing is the most dangerous because they involve all 3 types of distractions. Studies show that distractions, especially with cell phones, are worse than driving under the influence of alcohol. Do your part in staying alive and keeping the road safe by putting away items that may distract you while driving. This tip was brought to you by the Road Safety Unit. And just like that, we've arrived at the end of our program. Thanks for journeying with us. I'm Twyla, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan to improve Jamaica's transport system. So, until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, sail or load, go on, do your thing, and go on, go do it!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.